The Lord's Prayer, Week 3, Day 6. Why doesn't the Lord give us more than our daily bread? Revelation 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will have supper with him, and he with me. Matthew 6. No one can serve two lords, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Mammon is wealth personified. Matthew 12. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Divine Providence 2:32. Therefore, the Lord admits man interiorly into the truths of wisdom and at the same time into the goods of love, only so far as he can be kept in them, right on to the end of his life. To demonstrate this, it is necessary to proceed by distinct steps for two reasons. One, because it is of importance to human salvation. And the other, because upon a knowledge of this law depends a knowledge of the laws of permission, to be treated of in the next chapter. It is of importance to human salvation, for, as has just been said, he who first acknowledges the divine things of the Word, and consequently of the Church, and afterwards departs from them, profanes holy things most grievously. Therefore, in order that this interior truth of the divine providence may be so revealed that the rational man may see it in its own light, it shall be unfolded in the following order. 1. Evil and good cannot exist together in man's interiors, and consequently neither can the falsity of evil and the truth of good. 2. Good and the truth of good can be introduced by the Lord into man's interiors only so far as the evil and the falsity of evil there have been removed. 3. If good with its truth were introduced there before or in a greater measure, then evil with its falsity is removed, man would depart from good and return to his evil. 4. When man is in evil, many truths may be introduced into his understanding, and these may be stored up in his memory, and yet not be profaned. 5. The Lord, however, by his divine providence, takes the greatest care that the will may not receive these truths from the understanding sooner or in a greater measure than man as of himself removes evil in the external man. 6. If the will should receive them sooner or in greater measure, it would then adulterate the good, and the understanding would falsify the truth by mingling them with evils and falsities. 7. Therefore, the Lord admits man interiorly into the truths of wisdom and into the goods of love, only so far as he can be kept in them right on to the end of his life. Questions and comments. Number 1. How much is our daily bread? 2. What would happen if we received more than we were ready for spiritually? 3. What is the difference between receiving something in the understanding versus receiving it in the will? 4. Can you look back and see the difference in the daily bread that you are able to receive now, as opposed to what you may have received as a child or many years ago?